Hey, what's going on? Now it's me, Cracker B, Cracker Breezy, the greatest of all time, best podcaster of all time. Well, you gotta keep telling yourself these things, or else, you know what, you won't believe it. And, it's me, Cracker Bob, and this is Why Hello There. And we're back with another episode. Just letting you know this right now, man. In a few days, it's going to be a whole 1 year. One whole year. I've been pumping out episodes. I mean, granted, there was a couple of periods where I didn't put out nothing. Because I'm like, sorry, guys. I'm just a little bit too busy. Especially, you know. At the time, I had a lady friend, but then she just threw a goddamn fry pan in my face, and I was like, nah, I can't do this no more, so I don't left that. You know, you can't be in these abusive relationships, especially now these times, you know. Long time ago, you know, I would have been like, all right, I guess that's okay. Just got to learn how to dodge them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's some frying pans that you miss, and then there's some frying pans that you don't miss. And sometimes, you know, they hit you pretty hard in the face. And, I ain't all about that. I'll tell you what, I'm not all about that. So, I was just letting you know, I actually went on a date earlier today. And, not too bad. It just kind of reminded me, I was telling her a story from back in the days when I was in high school. It was this gentleman, man. Now we were real good friends. You know, it was me and Cleese. We were real good friends. Not my cousin Cleese. This is a different Cleese. So me and this guy, we were real good friends. And then there's this guy, his name's TJ. He's out in the goddamn he's in the classroom. And he was like spreading all these rumors, you know. She's like, hey, you know what, that Cleese guy, man, he don't tell you something. He don't say something about, you know, your mom's or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, he don't say something about my mom. Like, that's funny, because I was just with him like probably 30 seconds ago. And we're like, no, he was real talking shit about you. And I'm like, he was. Oh, okay. Well, what was he saying about my mom's? And you don't mess around with my mom's, tell you that much. And then they were telling him stuff. They were like, hey, you know what? I think Cracker Breezy, he don't say something about you. You know, you gotta handle him. And then we're like, all right. And then he walked up to me, and he's like, I guess we're going to fight, huh? And I guess so. And then 3 o'clock came. He's like, I guess I'll see you outside. I guess we're doing that. It was the most confusing fight I ever had. Because it was like, all right, I guess this is happening. So we go outside. And then, he's like, okay, I guess we're fighting now, huh? And then we're like, yeah, I guess so. And then a whole bunch of people was around us. And then I had my coat and my backpack with me. And we were in the middle of fighting. And then I tell him, hey, hold on. I got my backpack on. So I got to take my backpack on, my book bag. And I put my book bag down. And then we start continuing fighting. Now, mind you, maybe in the history of fighting. No, when you guys fight, you fight, okay? There ain't no goddamn pause button, right? And for some reason, in this one, it was like a goddamn video game. When we were like, all right, we're going to play Street Fighter. All right, cool. All right, hold on. You got to press pause on that. They were like, oh, okay. So then we press pause. I had to put my goddamn fucking whatever, my goddamn book bag on the floor. Got up, and we start throwing hands. I'll tell you what, man. In the end of the day, I think it was kind of a tie. But based on his face and my face, the thing I don't made him goddamn bleed a little bit more. So I think there was a, you know, I won't say it's a, kind of half and half. I think it wasn't a draw, but I definitely got the goddamn W, okay? I did not get the L. He definitely got the L. I got the goddamn W from that fight. And, man, that was pretty funny, though. It was funny because I got suspended for a week, and I remember going to my dad and like, my pappy, and I went up to him and I was like, aye. And he was like, aye. And I was like, pick me up for school. Tell me, like, hey, your son's gonna be suspended for that night. You're sore. You know what I'm hitting that. And I'm like, hey, you know, your son's suspended for 5 days. And then my dad, we walked out of school. And he goes, "Hey, did you kick his ass?" And I'm like, "Yep, that's right." And that's all I remember. And a few days passed. I went back to school. And I remember it was kind of funny because we all had kind of like mutual friends. And I was like, yeah, you know, and every time when my friends came through and he came through, he just, you know, kind of like said, went our separate ways, whatever the hell. It was kind of awkward for a whole, you know, for a whole, about that week, because we all have mutual friends. We're all cool with each other. But, you know, the moment him and I kind of split up, they all kind of went with me, or they all went with him, or whatever the case is, you know. And I'm like, all right, whatever, this is happening. Then, one day, I went to my English class. And, I forgot my goddamn pencil. I forgot a goddamn pen, too. I didn't bring anything with me. And I was asking everyone in the classroom, and no one. No matter, we had a classroom, probably 20-plus people. All the kids in there were like, "No, I'm real sorry, man. I don't got another pen." They're like, "You don't got another pen? What kind of bullshit is that?" I saw this one other person that I knew, we didn't have a pen. And guess who I had to go ask for a goddamn pen and pencil? You're never going to guess. It's goddamn Cletus. So I went up to him and I'm like, "Hey." So, and he goes up to me, he looks up to me, and I'm like, "Didn't we just fight like goddamn a whole week ago?" One old person across the classroom was like, "What the fuck? You guys were just goddamn fighting after goddamn week ago?" Oh, I'm sorry, I mean GD. GD, but you know what I mean. And I was like, "Yeah. Can I get a pencil, please?" And he's like, "Really? Like, is this happening right now?" And I just said, "Man, I'm real sorry, bro." And he was telling me this one thing, and I was like, "Yeah, man, he was telling me this one thing to me, and that thing, whatever." And I'm like, "I'm real sorry, man." And he's like, "I'm sorry, too." And then we done kind of bro-hugged it. And then everybody was like, "What the fuck? Goddamn bullshit. Y'all don't stand fight a goddamn whole week." And I'm like, "Man, fuck this shit, man." Sometimes you gotta kind of let and reconcile, just kind of look at those things and be like, "Hey, man, fuck that." Not only that, but I needed a pen, so I needed something to write with. Either that, or I wasn't gonna be able to do that essay. Not that it mattered anyway, because, I dropped out of high school, so it don't fucking matter. But anyways, at the time, I kind of needed that pencil. So I'm like, "Man, this is gonna be some cool shit. I'm gonna want that." And, that was the story I had. I told that to my date, and they were like, "Hey, man, it was a pretty cool pretty cool story." There was another story, too. I told her, "Hey, man, you know what was the worst fight I've seen?" Well, not the first worst fight, but actually the best fight that I've seen between two girls. I'm sorry. Well, you know how it is now, you know. But there was this is the best fight ever. So this girl, she was just probably like 4'11", something like that. And this girl, she wanted to fight. She's probably a good, like, 6'2", 6'3", something like that. And then, this little girl, she had a mouth on her. I swear to God. They always do. It's always the got that 4'11", 4'10", 5', 5'2", 5'3". All of them goddamn have some kind of fucking mouth. They're like, "Hey." They're like, "Man, get your chihuahua. No, go and get her." Oh, anyways. So this girl likes to mouth off, likes to say a whole bunch of shit. Goes to talk to this one girl. I don't know what the hell happened. And I remember this girl walking up to this tall-ass girl. I forgot her name. I forgot their names, to be honest. But I just remember being this one little small girl and the one big girl. So she goes up to the big girl. I swear, this is kind of like seeing a little sister fighting with an old sister. This is not going to be a good thing. So, he goes up to her and you're like, "Hey, you know, fuck you and this and that." And then like, "You know what, you won't fight?" Throws a couple punches. Doesn't even faze this big girl. Come on, this girl's out 6'2". This girl's throwing these punches. Nothing happened to her. And then next thing you know, because you know the girl got the longer reach, grabs her by the goddamn neck Now, mind you, I forgot to tell you that they're all fighting on top of the goddamn, what you call it? They're fighting in the cafeteria. And they're fighting on top of the cafeteria table. And it turned real WWE real quick. You know, picked her up, remember, got the long reach. Grabbed her by the fucking neck, picked her up, goddamn Undertaker slammed her. The little girl got up somehow. And then she grabbed the goddamn lunch tray and smacked her across the head and knocked her out on the goddamn table. And I'm like, wow, oh my God. And then everybody was like, oh my God. Now, mind you, this was like, what, 2001? Or 2000, early 2000? And then, you know, it's ECW was a thing back then. So everybody was screaming, ECW. I'm like, oh God. Next you know, you see the security guards coming out on the air, tackle them both, and start separating everybody. And then everybody's goddamn start throwing goddamn food and all this other shit. And I'm like, man, this is gay. But whatever, man. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to use that word. But you know what, man? Man, no, screw that. I need to use that word. I meant to use that word. Whatever. Anyways. So, continuing from there. Yeah, man, that was a pretty good fight. I don't even know why they tackled the little girl, because the little girl's already knocked out on the table, so I don't understand. That was kind of excessive, I think. But whatever. I thought it was kind of funny. You know, she kind of laid out there, like, you know, I'm like, oh, damn. But, I know, that was a pretty good fight. Still remember that to this day. Oh, I didn't realize that I kind of overstayed my podcasting time. Usually I always kind of cut it around 10 minutes. Well, I just kind of want to share those two stories real quick. And, yeah. Wait, what? I'm not done to say. So, fuck you. This is Cracker Breezy. Upside enough. Yep. Well, you know what? If it ain't white, you already know the rest.